From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. When you live near Lake Superior, it's assured that someone is fishing somewhere nearby. Throughout the years, it is fish that have attracted people to the Grosskap area, beginning with the First Nations people, drawn because of the multitudes of whitefish. Grosskap boasts an impressive waterway that is easily accessible, and so over the years, fishing expeditions of varying sizes have always taken place. At the government dock, down in the hamlet of Grosskap, boats launching in and out of the water was and still is a common sight. At one time there were approximately 7 commercial fishermen operating off the shores of Grosskap. Commonly recognized fishermen's names are the Daigles and the Nivaux. Landing with the day's catch meant that someone was going to enjoy a meal of fresh fish on their dinner plate. At one time, Robert Bennett related that he and his brother had a territorial fishing license for Grosskap, which included the surrounding areas of Pointe des Chênes to Parisienne Island. Robert was a member of the Bennett family who had been part of the expropriation move from Whitefish Island. He and his wife, Marie-Louise, famously known in the area as Muggsy Daigle, lived beside the government dock. In the book, Township of Prince, 1897-1997, A Royal Experience, Robert said that much of the fishing was done in the winter. With the help of horses and dogs, sleighs loaded with nets and fish were pulled over the ice. The most common catches were herring, whitefish and lake trout. Robert recalled that in the 1930s the price of fish ranged from 2 cents to 12 cents a pound. When there was enough fish for them to sell, the fresh fish was taken to Sault Ste. Marie and sold to stores and individual customers. Fish was also sold to American customers who would pay anywhere from 6 to 12 cents a pound and a penny in duty. One day in 1938, when Bob and his brother were out on the ice, hauling in their fishing nets, a most unique occurrence happened. An airplane landed right near them. A few men from Chicago jumped out and expressed their interest in buying the locals' catch. The best news was that the buyers were willing to pay the unheard-of price of $1 per pound of whitefish because they needed it for a Jewish religious holiday. Unfortunately, that day their nets were full of herring. Back in the day, buying local wasn't just a catchphrase, it was common practice and a way of life. This was definitely the case in Grosskap. With the abundance of fish caught in the waters that surrounded the hamlet, logic would have it that someone would operate a restaurant. This was the motivation for restaurateurs Mr. George Daigle and his wife Mrs. Louise Gagnon Daigle. With a view of the water, their home also served as a restaurant situated close to Ironside Drive. The couple operated the popular little restaurant serving delicious Lake Superior fish. The meal also included Louise's fresh-cut fries and famous, homemade baked beans. To this day, there are local octogenarians, and maybe a little older too, who recount their fond memories of dining at the Daigles. Wes Hill, a longtime Prince resident, holds great memories. He recalls that it was a very popular place on the weekends and customers could wait an hour or so for their deep-fried lake trout. His father Clarence Hill, a local farmer, was often called upon for the sale of his potatoes to make the French fries. Norman Triplett's memories are of a Sunday afternoon drive with his mom and dad for a fish dinner. They parked their car and a waitress would come out to place a number under their windshield wiper. When it was their turn, they'd be called to come and have a seat at one of the large tables in the Daigles' living and dining rooms. Although these are just a few memories, there are still people who love fishing and those who love to eat fish. Great memories will continue to be made as there is still plenty of fish in the waters of Grosskap. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more Remember This? Columns here.